all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Oh boy, I'm so excited. I can't wait to talk about this whole issue of, are all diets created equal? That's a trick question. You know it. Well, I have one of my dear friends and colleagues on to help us understand how to tease apart this and also talk about a brand new study that just got published and it really looks at all the branded diets with a surprising ending. Who's better, who's not, and maybe there's no difference. Nancy Clark is a registered dietitian and board-certified specialist in sports dietetics. Nancy is world-renowned and the author of best-selling sports nutrition references like Nancy Clark's Sports Nutrition Guidebook. Over 500,000 copies of this classic book have been enjoyed by health professionals and exercise enthusiasts everywhere. The Food Guide for Marathoners, oh, for God's sake, you know, it's all about Nancy Clark. You just have to go to nancyclarkrd.com to learn more. All right, Nancy, welcome aboard Her Radio. I'm so excited to talk about this topic that I know is near and dear to you and me. So, are all diets created equal?
Well, that's an interesting question. They're all created equal if they have the same amount of calories. And even that isn't quite true. So I'd say all diets are not created equal. And it just adds to the confusion when you have so many choices. Are you going a paleo diet, the Atkins diet, a high carb, a low carb, a high fat, a high protein, a low protein? And it just makes for a confusing picture for just about everybody.
Well, you know, there's a brand new study that just came out. You probably saw it's in JAMA. That's the Journal of the American Medical Association, the comparison of weight loss among named diet programs in overweight and obese adults. It was a meta-analysis, fancy word for it. They looked at a slew of studies, put them all together, and they looked at everything from Atkins to Jenny Craig to Weight Watchers to The Zone. I got dizzy. And they came up with some very interesting conclusions. Nancy, help us with that.
Yeah, what they found is that you can go on any type of diet and lose weight as long as you create a calorie deficit. So it doesn't matter if you go on a low-carb diet or a low-protein diet. Well, you don't want to go on a low-protein diet, but any type of diet is just a way to restrict calories. And weight, when it comes down to it, it's a calorie game. So some people knock off the potato, and they knock off the butter that they put on the table, the potato, and they knock off calories. Other people knock off bananas, and go because bananas are fattening. They knock off, you know, they trade a banana for a few grapes, and they've saved themselves some calories. So when I counsel my clients, I have a private practice in the Boston area where, you know, these people come to me just confused about what to eat. I say, let's not talk about dieting. Let's talk about eating, because it's your eating that gets you into trouble. And the dieting precipitates, bad eating, because when people get too hungry from being on a diet, they not only eat, but they overeat when they blow it. So I'd rather focus in on healthy eating. And it's important that each person create a food program that they want to maintain for the rest of their life.
Okay, now I'm going to stop you right there because one of the interesting conclusions from this study was that, you know, whether it was low fat or low carb, really at the end of the day, the weight reduction differences were not that different. That was very interesting. It wasn't, you know, hugely different at all. That's the first thing. But the second point, which I think is really important, is you find something that you customize that you can stick with. that you can just stick with, that just works with your crazy schedule and your obligations and all the nutty things going on in your life, which makes your life so rich and wonderful. But that means, you know, looking at it very holistically. When you're looking at the way you deal with stress, if your coping mechanism is to eat half the fridge every time you're stressed out, okay, we have an issue. You know, and then what do you keep around your kitchen? Is it just trash, refined, you know, processed foods? Or what are you doing here? Are you putting some thought into this? And then, of course, physical activity is absolutely key. So when you look at it holistically, so teasing this apart, what do you like to do in terms of counseling your people in your private practice, as well as in your wonderful books, as a starter? Here someone is, and they're just, they've been through it all. Man, they go right down that list, go, yeah, I've tried Atkins, I've tried them all. How do you begin to work with them?
Well, what I do is estimate their calorie budget. You know, when you go shopping, you've got a bag of money. You know just how much you can spend, and you spend nickels, dollars, dimes, and quarters. But when people go eating, they have no idea how much is okay to eat. They're thinking, oh, I should be having a bowl of Special K with skim milk for breakfast. But that's only like maybe 150 calories. And what's their budget? How much should they have? So I estimate their energy needs and then divide that into four food buckets. And so if they maintain on 2,400 calories, which is average for an active woman, I might have them reduce on 2,000 calories, and so that's 500 calories four times a day. So if they have breakfast at 7 in the morning, and then lunch at 11, and then a second lunch at 3, which most people call a snack, but I take out the word snack and put in second lunch, and the goal of that meal is to ruin their appetite. So then at dinner, they eat a little bit less, and that's when they start losing weight. So fuel by day,
I love it.
Diet by night.
Gotcha.
And then right, in each food bucket, I say, what do you want to put in your bucket? Then so they design their own program.
All right. Now, one of the things in the back of my mind I'm thinking, and I know that you've had the same challenge, is a woman comes, you know, flying through the door, or a guy for that matter, but in this case, let's just stick with women. And she says, I've just heard about this brand new diet. I'm going to do a detox diet. I'm going to, try no carb and back and forth. You know, Atkins is still very, very common out there. Jenny Craig is there, mm-hmm. Weight Watchers, Zone. There are so many of these that were studied, for instance, in this. How mm-hmm. do you kind of peel them off the wall when they're saying, well, I've heard 65 of my friends have been doing so well on one of these, you know,
and I say, well, so say if they're on this, you know, carbohydrates are evil campaign, it's like, do you really never want to have a bagel again? Do you really never want to have birthday cake again? Do you really never want to eat some brown rice again? You know, whatever form of carb they might like, and have them realize how unsustainable it is to go on a diet. And if you go on a restrictive diet, your only chance to ever have a cookie is to go off your diet, and then that triggers, oh, I just blew my diet. I better keep eating these cookies because next time I can't have these ever again. And we know that when people set up rules, it leads to binge eating and overeating. Last chance.
So what you're really arguing for then is an integrative approach, once again, and one that's very, very customized. And one, by the way, that you can find in so many of Nancy's fantastic books, Nancy Clark's Sports Nutrition Guidebook, that is absolutely the Bible, let alone all the rest of what she has. Nancy Clark, registered dietitian, has helped us with answering, are all diets created equal? I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson, who's on vacation today. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and you better stay well.